And it is a big day in Cuba, where Pope Francis starts a six-day trip to Latin America. He'll meet with the Russian Orthodox Patriarch at the Havana airport and begin healing a 1,000-year break that split Christianity. We're going to keep an eye on that historic event today.
And on the negotiated humanitarian aid that is set to go to Syria, just hours after Russia, the U.S., and other world powers agreed to a cessation of hostilities in that country. Cessation, it sounds like ceasefire, but it's not really. It won't start for a week. It doesn't apply to attacks on terrorists, and that could be a loophole that Russia uses for attacks on militants it sees as terrorists, but the U.S. doesn't. NPR's Alice Fordham is following all of this from Beirut. And Alice, this agreement was hammered out by diplomats in the International Syria Support Group. The cessation part, it really does sound like a big deal given the bloodshed there, but you say what?
Well, I'd say it's hard to tell really how big of a deal it is because the terms are so vague. But there's certainly some clear weaknesses that speak to the fact that there's a lot that the various parties don't agree on. There's two parts of the agreement, a cessation of hostilities and a humanitarian section of the agreement. Mm-hmm. The cessation of hostilities, as you said, it's meant to apply. The wording says that basically it's meant to apply to anyone who's fighting anyone else. But that doesn't apply to people who are fighting against terrorists. Mm-hmm. And you have a problem right there because the regime of Bashar al-Assad generally refers to all the rebel forces it's fighting as terrorists. And since Russia began supporting Assad with airstrikes last year, it's insisted that it's striking ISIS and the Syrian al-Qaeda affiliate, despite the fact that there's been a lot of documentation that it's been hitting civilian areas, rebel fighters and clinics and bakeries. Even the language that is used in the statement that exists so far is that the modalities are being developed, which in plain English still means that they're hammering it out.
Well, what about the humanitarian part? David Miliband, head of the humanitarian organization, the International Rescue Committee, spoke with NPR's David Green, our colleague. Let's listen.
I think that in a way the world has become a bit dulled to the news from Syria, that this is a humanitarian catastrophe of absolutely extraordinary proportions. It's certainly the greatest humanitarian tragedy of this century so far.
And there is supposed to be a humanitarian aid element to this agreement. I have to say, I think people are paying attention to this here. This gave people a lot of hope that there might be humanitarian aid. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, the humanitarians that I've talked to today say, of course, they welcome anything that can help aid get to the millions of Syrians who are in need and the hundreds of thousands of them who are besieged, most of them besieged by the regime of Bashar al-Assad. And part of this agreement calls for exactly things like that. There's been a meeting just today in Geneva to discuss this, and official requests have been made for routes to open up. But again, you know, this isn't the first time that we've heard similar things mooted. There have been repeated UN resolutions calling for Assad to allow aid to access these areas, and very little has often happened as a result. Plus, some humanitarians point out that aid drops, which is what's proposed, aren't really going to make a huge difference in areas that have been besieged often for months or years, where people have really been going hungry for a long time. They need sustained, long-term solutions.
Yeah. Well, and Bashar Assad spoke with the AFP news agency today. And he vowed to retake all of Syria. I mean, how does that square with this negotiated agreement?
Well, it's certainly at odds with any kind of a cessation of hostilities. I think that it's rhetoric that we have seen from Assad for a long time, belligerent. He says that he will continue to fight terrorists and terrorism wherever he finds them. In the short term, it's highly unlikely that he will retake the whole country. But the city of Aleppo, where we have seen a lot of fighting with the support of Russia, is a more achievable goal. And he has stated that his goal at the moment is to cut off the supply route between Aleppo and Turkey, which could certainly harm rebel factions, but also harm a lot of civilians.
Yeah. NPR's Alice Fordham in Beirut with a cautious response to the announcement of a cessation of hostilities in Syria and some humanitarian aid. We'll keep an eye on this. Alice, thank you.
Thanks for having me.